Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. In 1964, the late author Eva Rutland captured her Black family's journey from the Jim Crow South to Sacramento in a memoir. Eva's writing appeared in Red Book, Woman's Day, and Ladies' Home Journal. Her words gave many white Americans a window into the challenges and triumphs of a Black family who might be their neighbor. Over four decades later, Eva's daughter, Ginger Rutland, a longtime Sacramento journalist, adapted her mother's memoir into a play. Entitled When We Were Colored, the play brings these experiences to life through vignettes that capture the family's resilience as they navigate racism and community in their new home. A young version of Ginger appears as a character in the play. Originally premiering at Pioneer Congregational Church in 2015 and then the Sacramento Theater Company in 2019, When We Were Colored is now being staged at the historic Guild Theater in Oak Park. Joining us today are playwright Ginger Rutland and her daughter, publicist Eva Schwartz, who shares a name with her grandmother. And we're also joined today by two actresses in the production, and they both play Ginger in different stages of her life. It's Brooklyn Solomon. Hi, it's good to meet you, Brooklyn.
Hi.
And Ilan Batiste, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, glad I got that right. Welcome to Insight, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Slavery, the KKK, Jim Crow, segregation, and the struggles around integration. This is all part of America's story. Ginger, how does this dark part of our past intersect with your family story?
Well, I think it intersects with all Black families in America. The difference between this book and many books that have been written is that my parents really had or my mother, who wrote this book, actually had a very happy life. So much of Black history is dark and sad, but she lived a very satisfying life. She grew up among well-educated parents in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was segregated. But when she came to California, she was really worried when she came to an integrated world that the folks out here, the white folks out here, would not be nice to her children. So she began writing books really aimed at white mothers. And she wanted to tell them that my children, she had four of them, were just as precious and just as fragile as theirs. Please be kind to them.
And I laugh because on the white people be kind to them, the family faded as the end of the movie shows. Like, my father is white. Lots of my aunts and uncles are also white. They were very nice in the end. And so we have lighter.
The family blended.
Blended, yes. Mm.
That was daughter Eva Rutland, my daughter.
Eva Schwartz.
But okay. Eva Schwartz.
And speaking of blending, I'm curious, Ginger, what prompted you to kind of blend the story into new iterations? First, with a republishing, because it was originally called The Trouble with Being a Mama.
Right.
And then you republished it under the title When We Were Colored. And then a dozen years later, adapting it into a play. Please, what's the story behind this?
The story behind it is I read the book, part of the book, the original book, at my father's funeral. Everybody wanted it, but it had been out of print for many years. So we decided to republish. I always thought the original title, The Trouble with Being a Mama, was boring. So I changed it to When We Were Colored. And some people think of colored as a pejorative these days, but I always thought of it as rather nice. It was the polite way to refer to Black people way back when. And I went to a lot of theater, and Black theater tended to be sad. And my mother had written, I've been Black all my life. It's not that sad. There's a lot of joy, good food, good music, fun jokes, and my mother wrote about those things, and I wanted folks to know that there's this other side of the Black experience. It's not always dark, and they're not always terrible things that happen. Some things are quite frankly happy.
But also, one of the things to understand is that Grandma had a positive attitude through everything, and I don't know if that's bad or good. We went back to her 70th college reunion in Atlanta, Georgia, and we went to the church she went to, and she's like, this was our drinking fountain. It was the best drinking fountain for us. I mean, she's Black. It was the only one they could use in all of downtown Atlanta. And she was, and her book goes, Atlanta was great. Everything was perfect. My brothers were lynched, but everything was good.
They were attacked, not lynched.
She could use the term lynched. Their throats were slit and they were left for dead. They did survive. But it was because of racism. And Grandma still, despite all of that, was like, it's the best place to be.
Well, there's this streak of optimism that runs through, this is clearly the stories you're telling right now, but also the play. And I'm curious, do you think that's why it's caught on and you know, keeps coming back to theaters in Sacramento?
You know, I think it's caught on because it's very much a sacramental story. Sacramento is a story where many black people from the Deep South or from the East came in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s. And they came here because it was a government town, frankly, and people could get black people could get good government jobs, and there were a lot of air bases here. There was state government, and there was federal government. So a lot of middle class black people moved to Sacramento, and I'm telling their story, which is not often told. It's a swath of middle class black America that you don't hear a lot about, and that's what makes it different from many other darker stories of black life in this country.
There's so many questions I want to ask you, but we are joined in the studio by two actresses in the play, Brooklyn Solomon and Elon Batiste. Brooklyn is playing the adult Ginger, and Elon is playing a younger version of her character. I believe that you have a scene prepared for us. Is that right?
We do, yes.
And let's go ahead.
All right. Ready. In 1958, we moved to a new house my father had built in an all-white neighborhood. It was not an easy purchase. Dad's white coworker bought the lot and then sold it to my parents. Everybody was happy,
but
me.
Mom got her 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, wall-to-wall carpeting, all-electric kitchen with built-in everything. Dad got his front patio with a grill and 2-car garage. What did I get? I got to be the only little colored girl in my 5th grade class. Nobody played with me at recess or sat with me at lunch. And worse, when we had to pick partners in those hideous folk dancing classes, I was always the last one chosen. And who was my partner? The cootie girl. You know, the white kid at the bottom of the totem pole. Awkward, cross-eyed, slightly slow. She was always the colored girl's partner.
But I was a good student, so I was allowed to skip 6th grade and go straight into junior high, where I thought things would be better. But something odd happened.
That was excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elon, what does this play mean to you?
It means a lot because, like, I get to be in it with my dad, and it's my very first professional play. So I'm really excited.
And what do you like about your character?
I like that she's really smart. She's a good student. She likes to read and write. Yeah.
And Brooklyn, what's it been like to play Ginger and also have the real Ginger, I guess, as someone that you can talk to and understand the character?
It's been great. Years ago, before the Pioneer Christian Church production, I got an email from Ginger, and she was like, "Hi, I'm Ginger Rutland. I'm a real person. I wrote a play about my family. My mom wrote a book, and I want you to be me." I was like, all right. So I've been on this ride for a number of years now. I've been in every iteration that we've had. It's been great getting to know Ginger and her family. I love her family. They feel like my family. it's been really good. It's not normally so immersive when you're doing theater, and it's been an interesting experience, and it's been a great experience. And I told her, I'm along for the ride. As long as you have me, I'll keep doing it.
She's a great Ginger. I love Brooklyn as Ginger. She's been Ginger now, what, 4 times?
This will be my 4th time, yep.
It's been 9 years, because mm-hmm. yeah. My first child was just born.
Yes, he was a baby.
And Eva, how many times have you read When We Were Colored?
Oh, the book?
Yeah, the book.
Oh, first time I read the book was when I was 9 years old, The Trouble with Being a Mama, which is a better title, when I read it to go to sleep. Just it was like there, and I stayed up all night, and I read the entire thing in one go. I love it. I don't remember how many. I've memorized it. I've read her other stuff, Grandma writes a lot of fun stuff about growing up in Atlanta, and it's like, oh, we were playing. It was a nice story. Now, we were fighting with the other kid, and he said that he'd call the KKK on us. But then we became friends, and we played soda park. And it's just casually made like this. And she writes like this, kind of casual. And I love it. I love that. I love my grandma, when she would talk like that. So it made me laugh. And she writes exactly like she talked.
Ginger, just in our last minute, what's the significance of bringing this play to the Guild Theater in Oak Park?
When our family came to Sacramento in 1952, I was 4 years old, and there were only a few places in Sacramento where black people could live. Oak Park was one of those neighborhoods. So to bring the theater to what is historically a black neighborhood is significant to me. I think it would be significant to my parents and to that lovely, lovely, lovely place, the Guild Theater. It is a historic theater. It is absolutely beautiful. I hope folks come out to see this play. I think they'll enjoy it.
Well, Ginger, Eva, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Elon, Brooklyn, thank you very much for coming on and performing a scene.
Thank you for having us.
When We Were Colored, a play about the black experience in 20th century Sacramento, opens this Friday at the Guild Theater. We've been speaking with playwright Ginger Rutland and her daughter, publicist Eva Schwartz, along with actors Brooklyn Solomon and Elon Batiste. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.